From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has announced it will be reducing its economic stimulus program. It plans to cut back on its monthly asset purchases in January. Nick Harper reports from New York.
At the end of a two-day policy meeting, the U.S. Federal Reserve announced that it would be cutting back on its stimulus program, the $85 billion a month of bonds that the U.S. government buys to prop up the economy. As of January, that will be reduced by $10 billion to $75 billion, the Fed saying that the U.S. jobs market is now strong enough for tapering to begin. The markets on Wall Street jumped at the news, the Dow rising by about 100 points. There'd been much speculation about when the reduction of the stimulus program would begin, with some analysts saying it might not happen until March. However, a run of strong economic data over the last week clearly prompted the Fed to start reducing the stimulus now.
The U.S. State Department has insisted that appropriate procedures were followed during the arrest of Devani Kopragati, a senior Indian diplomat who was arrested last week in New York. It's been alleged that she was handcuffed, strip-searched, and kept in a cell with drug addicts. Ms. Kopragati, who's now released on bail, is accused of submitting false documents to obtain a work visa for her female housekeeper. Lorna Shattuck reports from Washington.
The U.S. State Department says it understands that this is a sensitive issue for many in India and that it's looking into the procedures that were followed. But it called the incident a limited episode that should not be the cause, it said, of a diplomatic tit-for-tat with Delhi. It may be too late for that, though. Members of the Indian Parliament have already spoken out against the alleged ill-treatment, saying it was a violation of the Vienna Convention. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has described Ms. Kopragade's treatment as deplorable. On Tuesday, security barriers around the US embassy in Delhi were removed, and Indian MPs refused to meet with a visiting delegation of American officials. The State Department insists that Ms. Kopragade enjoys only consular immunity, which, unlike diplomatic immunity, protects her only from crimes committed in the course of her consular duties.
And the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called the ongoing violence in South Sudan a political crisis that needs an urgent solution. It follows an attempted coup and several days of fighting, in which hundreds of people are said to have died. Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply concerned about the situation.
This is a political crisis and urgently needs to be dealt with through political dialogue. There is a risk of this violence spreading to other states. It is essential to protect human rights of all those who are detained. Mandated human rights monitors must have full access to visit the detainees.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian lawmakers unanimously passed an amnesty bill, which could see members of the Pussy Riot punk band, as well as arrested Greenpeace activists, released before the end of the year. The amnesty, marking the 20th anniversary of Russia's constitution, will be applied to thousands of Russian prisoners. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
The bill passed by the Russian State Duma had initially stated that amnesty could only be granted to convicted prisoners, but the lawmakers have decided to extend it to individuals facing trial. This means that 30 people charged with hooliganism after a Greenpeace protest in the Arctic in September could be free from prosecution. Pussy Riot punk band members serving two-year jail terms for their performance at a Moscow cathedral also qualify to be released under the amnesty, according to the Russian media reports. The amnesty will not affect former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who is serving his second eight-year sentence. A suspended five-year sentence on embezzlement charges for opposition leader Alexei Navalny will not be changed under the new bill.
And the pace of U.S. home construction jumped 22.7% in the month of November, reaching its highest levels since February of 2008. The report issued by the Commerce Department indicates that the housing market is continuing its recovery despite rising mortgage rates. From New York, Ira Spitzer reports.
This home starts figures exceeded most expectations and is another positive signal for the U.S. housing market. Builders are also benefiting from a low inventory of available homes, which is sending prices higher. One potential impediment to the housing recovery is higher mortgage rates, which, while still low by historical standards, have been steadily rising. However, unemployment levels are also at their lowest since 2008, which will continue to help the housing market if that trend continues. Permits for future projects were also near a five-year high, a positive indication for the continued growth of the market in 2014.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.